Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Miracles of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, part 9. Today we talk about a miracle, a very famous one, but one that we need to speak about so that we can marvel even more and we can take even more inspiration and we can learn even more lesson from it. It's about what transpired on the occasion of Hijrah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left Makkah with his closest companion Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and the Meccans were in pursuit. That put a bounty on the head of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu at times used to walk in front, at times he used to walk at the back of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Nabi of Allah inquired, Abu Bakr, sometimes you're walking in front, sometimes you walk at the back, what's the story? He said, Ya Rasulullah, when I perceive that the threat may come from the front, I walk in front of you to protect you. When I perceive that the threat may come from behind, then I walk behind you to protect you. Finally, they go to the cave of Thawr, as we know, and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu goes in and he cleans it, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes and he rests there. As soon as they enter the cave, miraculously, this is where the miracle transpires now, a spider comes and spins a web, totally out of the ordinary, across the mouth of the cave. Then there is a tree there, and the tree just miraculously sprouts branches, and wild doves come and they build nests and they lay eggs in the nest. All of this happens instantly. That was the miracle. So when the Quraysh came and they were searching for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they came to the mouth of this cave. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says, I said to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, if any one of them just has to look down, he has to just look at his feet, they will discover us. And the very famous words Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uttered, La tahzan inna Allah ma'ana Abu Bakr, don't grieve, Allah is with us. This is the miracle that Allah showed. In honor and protection of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the spider, the tree, the doves. When the Meccans saw that, they said, no, nobody could have come in here recently because, you know, it would have upset all of this. And in that cave, we know what transpired. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu being bitten by the snake whilst Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was resting on his lap, and he tolerated the biting of the snake. He did not want to disturb the sleep of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam until the tears dropped onto the cheeks of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who woke up. And another miracle, he took part of his spittle and he put it over that wound, and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was cured instantly. That was the sacrifice of Abu Bakr. That was the miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why Umar radiallahu anhu used to say that that one night of Abu Bakr in the cave with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is better than all of the actions in the life of Umar and the entire family of Umar. But on that occasion, just in that cave, we saw multiple miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.